And if you have this kind of question, I mean, this is important in the whole test, in every single part. Don't put too many words or too much information in these things, because let's just imagine you put the answer here, but then you also put in some extra piece of information. You won't get any mark there. That will be wrong. So the correct number of words, okay? No more than that. And the IELTS trick is that they give you unfamiliar names or ones that are spelt in unexpected ways. So when you're listening out for that name, you're only going to hear it once. But rather than think you already know how to spell that name, spell it the way that you hear, because sometimes you'll doubt yourself. You'll hear the weird name and you'll be like, oh, I know how to spell. Well, it's not weird. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's imagine they said the word Smith. And you're like, oh, I know how to spell Smith, but it didn't sound like Smith. Oh, but I must have heard that wrong. They'll probably spell it in a strange way. I don't know. That's what they do. So trust what you hear, not what you think it should be. IELTS trick. Let's have a look now at label a map or label a diagram question. These will not necessarily be in every single test, and therefore you might not actually get this on your test, but they're really worthwhile to practice, because when they are on the test, they are some of the hardest questions. So you might lose points here.